主啊，我哋真系系再一次嚟到感谢你，主，因为你系嗰位系乐意向人说话嘅神，你喺即系喺末后嘅时候，你用你嘅儿子嚟到向我哋说话，系一个系你自己心仔里边系嗰个叫我哋睇见，我哋系真系有一个天照，系一个我哋系一同嘅，系同蒙呢个天照，我哋系一班圣洁嘅弟兄们。主啊，我哋喺度再一次仰望你，求主你叫我哋嘅心系能够真系好似玛利亚嚟到坐喺你嘅脚前，我哋嘅心系贴近你。哦，主，我哋仰望，我哋求主你自己嘅恩膏嚟到教训我哋。主，我哋向你自己嘅话嚟到，叫我哋系真系一同嘅，我哋嚟到向着主你自己嘅心嘅心意，我哋嚟到向前。主，我哋求你恩待我哋，求你自己你嘅灵嚟到扶持我哋。我叫我哋能够真系个心单嚟到仰望你，因为主你系向我哋施恩。主啊，真系叫我哋个心唔好被一切其他嘅心思嚟到烦扰我哋。主叫我哋，我哋里边，我哋仰起我哋嘅脸嚟到望着你。主啊，我哋求主，我哋能够见到你。哦，主，我能够喺度更认识你，更清楚嘅喺度认识主你自己嘅心。主，我哋求你同在喺我哋当中，祷告奉主嘅名。
Thank you. We read that Jesus stood up to preach. He stood up to read the scripture.
我读到主系企起身嚟到读圣经嘅时候。
And then he sat down to preach.
佢就坐低嚟到讲道啦。
That's what we're doing this afternoon.
今日我哋就坐喺度喺啲晏昼嘅时候。
Now what I want to say this afternoon.
今日我晏昼会同大家讲嘅交通嘅就系。
Is not in Hebrews.
唔系喺希伯来书。
But it's not unconnected with Hebrews.
但系都唔系。唔同希伯来斯有连贯嘅。
As you may see later on, anyway.
嗱，我哋一路我哋就会睇见。
We're going to start with the words of the apostle in Ephesians chapter 6.
我哋会睇以弗所书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
I'll give you time to find it.
我哋俾大家时间咧，嚟就找呢次嘅经文，《以弗所书》第六章第十节。
Ready?
我哋还都未咧。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠主，靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，作刚强的人。
Put on the whole armor of God.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
I want to speak about that this afternoon.
我想啊，今晚就我嚟到讲呢一段嘅经文。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，作刚强的人。
It's necessary to be strong in the Lord.
系需要喺主嘅里边系作刚强嘅人。
Why?
点解咧？
Because our Christian life is a warfare.
因为我哋嘅基督徒嘅生活系一个嘅征战。
That's why Paul goes on to say about putting on the whole armor.
所以保罗喺度嚟到讲到呢度，继续讲到系我哋要穿上全副嘅军装。
We're not playing a lot of games as Christians.
我哋系基督徒，我哋作基督徒唔系喺度玩好多嘅游戏。
We're having to fight.
我哋喺度要征战。
And for that, we need to be strong.
系因此呢个征战，我哋要刚强。
But not strong in ourselves.
唔系靠着我哋自己嚟到刚强。
I won't see my muscle.
啊，唔系我哋嚟到将我哋嘅肌肉嚟到就显出来。
No, not strong in ourselves.
唔系靠自己嚟到刚强。
Strong in the Lord.
系喺主里边靠着主嚟到刚强。
Don't trust in yourself.
唔好依靠我哋自己。
You are just a weak reed that can be drifted anywhere.
我哋只系一个好软弱，好似芦苇一样，系好容易就随风嚟到吹荡我哋。
Be strong in the Lord.
我哋要系因着主，靠着主，我哋作刚强嘅人。
Now, in our Bible, we are introduced to strong men.
喺我哋嘅圣经里边，呢度系引用我哋嚟到叫我哋做一个刚强嘅人。
Can you think of one?
啊，我哋能够想到一个嘅例子咧。
Oh, speak up, say Samson, sure.
Samson.
Anyone else?
有冇其他嘅人可以举别嘅例咧
？Paul，
保罗。
Yes， I can do all things through him who strengthens me。
我靠着主啊，主啊，保罗话我靠着主，我凡事都能做。
Anyone else？
我仲有冇人可以举啲例？
Abel。David, David, yes.
大卫，系。
What about Moses?
摩西咧
？What do we read in Deuteronomy?
你喺申命记度点样读到摩西
？About Moses when he was an old man.
当佢摩西系好年纪老嘅时候。
What does it say?
嗰度点样讲佢咧
？Let's see, I suppose.
啊，有我哋一齐睇。
Deuteronomy chapter 24, chapter 34.
申命记第三十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 5.
申命记第三十四章第五节。
So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord.
于是耶和华的仆人摩西死在摩押地，正如耶和华所说的。
That was the end.
这个是他的终结。
What does it say in the previous verse?
但在这一节之前怎么说呢
Sorry, I haven't got it, have I? Verse 7. Oh yes, that's right.
第七节。
Verse 7, Moses was 100 years and 20 years old when he died. His eye was not dim,And his natural force not abated.
第七节，摩西死的时候年120岁，眼目没有昏花，精神没有衰败。
Can you think of another?
我有冇再想到别嘅例子咧
？Caleb，
加勒。
Yes, where's that? Judges, Joshua.
约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 14, isn't it?
约书亚记第十四章。
What's it say about him? Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记第十四章。
Where is it now? Verse 10. Now behold,The Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, though I am this day 85 old, as yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day when Moses spoke to me.
十节，自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年。期间以色列人在旷野行走，看啊，现今我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
I am as yet strong as I was 45 years ago.
我现在的力量好像我45年前的力量一样。
I was 40 years old when the Lord spoke to me.
当主跟我讲说话的时候，我是40岁的时候。
And gave me to expect what I would have.
你都给我来到讲给我听我会要接受的。
But now I'm 80.
现在我80。85岁。
I'm as good as I was at 40.
我还是强壮，好像我40岁的时候。
Who can say that?
边个能够咁样讲咧
？Anyway, we're thinking of being strong in the Lord.
我哋而家思想到，我哋喺主里边，靠着主，我哋作刚强嘅人。
And one of you suggested Samson.
头先有人提到系参孙。
Perhaps he's the outstanding example.
佢或者一个好突出嘅例子。
So we'll think about him.
我哋嚟到思想一下参孙。
Samson was strong.
Samson 好强壮，好强。
What we're told, what are we told about him?
我哋圣经点样嚟到讲到关于参孙呢
？In Judges,
喺士师记。
His history is in the book of Judges.
佢嘅一生嘅历史喺士师记嚟到记载。
And what do we read about him?
我哋读到参孙，读到乜嘢咧
？Chapter 15.
士师记第15章
，In verse 4 it says，
第四节
，Samson went and caught 500 foxes and took firebrands and turned tail to tail and put firebrand in the midst between the tails。
第15章第四节，于是参孙去捉了300只狐狸，将狐狸尾巴一对一对的捆上。将火把捆在两条尾巴中间。
That was a busy job, I suppose, catching all those foxes.
要捉咁多嘅狐狸，咁佢一定会好忙噶。
And putting all the tails together.
亦都将佢啲尾巴嚟到绑埋一齐。
That wasn't necessarily an example of strength.
但呢个未必系一个有力量嘅一个嘅例，好嘅例。
But there's another reference.
我哋睇另一处嘅经文。
It's before that，
喺呢度嘅之前。
In verse 14， chapter 14，
喺第14章。
In verse 5，
第5节。
Then Samson went down， and his father and his mother to Timnath。And came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand, and he told not his father or his mother what he had done.
第五节，参孙跟他父母下亭拿去，到了亭拿的葡萄园，见有一只少壮狮子向他拍哮叫。又或的灵大大感动参孙，他虽然手无器械，却将狮子撕裂，如同撕裂山羊羔一样。发行这事并没有告诉父母。
That's certainly an example of his strength。
呢个系肯定系佢一个有力一个好大力嘅人。
Not with any weapon。
佢一啲器械都冇。
With his own hands。
用佢嘅手。
To tear a lion to pieces.
将狮子嚟到撕裂。
He's a strong man.
系一个好强壮嘅人。
Now in chapter 15.
喺第15章。
In chapter 15, verse 14.
第15章第14节。
When he came into Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him.And the cords that were on his arms became as wax that burnt with fire, and his hands loosed from off his bands, he found a new jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 Philistines.
第十四节，参孙到了，离弃非利士人，都迎着喧闹。耶和华的灵大大感动参孙，他臂上的绳就像火烧的麻一样，他的捆绳都从他手上脱落下来。他见一块未干的芦筲骨，就伸手拾起来，用以击杀1,000人。
And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of an ass, I have slain 1,000 men.
参孙说，我用芦筲骨杀人成堆，用芦筲骨杀了1,000人。
Some of us are asses.
很多人是好像芦一样。
And we've got jawbones also.
我们都好像有一个筛骨一样。
This is an unusual thing for a man to do with the jawbone of an ass.
这个用一个人是用这个芦筲骨来做一些东西，很特殊的。
To slay 1,000 men.
是就杀了1,000人。
Samson was strong, wasn't he?
三孙是很强壮，是不是呢？
Was he strong in the Lord?
但他是不是在主里面是强壮呢？
We'll leave that for a moment.
我们在这暂时放下来。
He was strong.
但他很强壮。
And the enemies, his enemies, and many of them, Philistines, were very much opposed to him.
他的敌人，很多的非利士人是跟他为敌的。
It was a battle. They were determined to destroy him.
这个他有一个争战，他们是要竭力的，要去杀了他。
Now Samson was a strong man in one way, but a very weak man in another.
參孫在很多事情上，他是很強壯，但是他真的很軟弱的。
And when we come to chapter 16,
當我們看到第16章的時候,
we have one example of his weakness.
這裡有一個他的軟弱的例子。
What do we read?
我們讀到什麼呢?
In verse 16, chapter 16,
第16章,
and verse 1.
第一節,
Chapter 16 and verse 1.
第十六章第一节.
Another example of his strength.
这里有他一个有力的例子.
Verse 1 to 3.
第一节至第三节.
Somebody like to read it out loud?
我们当中我们请一个人用大声读出来. 16章第1节第3节.
No volunteers?
有没有人愿意呢?
Here you are. You've got somebody over here.
Now Samson put his staff and sword out of the wind. Then he put up the pole. Samson had come to his surrounded place and lay in the middle of the wind. The whole flock was quite holding on to the wind. Then he stayed with him. And he made him.
We better have that in Chinese too.
我们用中文读出来。第16章第1节，参孙到了加撒，在那里看见一个妓女，就与她亲近。有人告诉加撒人说，参孙到这里来了，他们就把他团团围住。 中夜在城门悄悄埋伏，说等到天亮，我们便杀他。参孙睡到半夜，起来将城门的门扇、门框、门山一齐拆了，拆下来，控在肩上，控到希伯伦的山头上。
Another example of his strength.
这个是另一个他的大力的例子。
To carry away the gate and the doors of the city of Gaza.
这个加撒的城门，他都能够将他来抬起来。
He was strong.
他很强壮的。
But he was also weak.
但他都很软弱的。
See you next verse.
我看下一节。
And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
第四节，后来参孙在苏列谷 喜爱一个妇人名叫大利拉。
Here's his weakness.
呢系佢嘅软弱。
He loves women.
佢系中意女人。
That's very dangerous for men.
呢个对人对男人嚟讲系好危险嘅。
Some people ask me, where did Cain get his wife from?
有人问我，咁该人系从边度嚟到娶佢太太咧？
That's a very common question, isn't it? Where did Cain get his wife from?
好多人都咁问，咁该人系喺边度揾佢太太咧
？Why should you be interested in Cain's wife?
点解你咁有兴趣关于该人嘅太太咧
？Well, that is a weakness.
呢系一人嘅软弱嘅地方。
And that was Samson's weakness.
呢个系三先嘅软弱嘅地方。
Now.His enemies are going to exploit him somehow. They must destroy him somehow.
他的仇敌在这里来到，是利用他这个弱点来对他消灭他。
And he will use both. He'll use Samson's weakness.
他用两样东西，用他的软弱。
And discover Samson's strength.
也就是在发现他究竟他的力量在哪里来的。
See what it says, verse 5.
第五节我睇下点样讲。
And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, Entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee 1100 pieces of silver.
第五节，非利士人的首领上去见那妇人，对他说。求你欺哄参孙，探探他因何有这么大的力量，我们用何法能胜他，捆绑克制他，我们就每人给你1100舍客勒银子。
They think that the enemies of Samson think they have an advantage now.
呢啲参孙嘅仆人，佢哋话：而家我哋咧可以有优胜嘅地方。
That is in the house of Delilah。
佢已经喺大利拉嘅房子啦。
And is letting his affection find expression with Delilah。
亦都佢系好喜爱呢个嘅妇人。
So now their opportunity。
而家有个机会。
Samson won't want to offend or disappoint Delilah。
即系参孙都唔想嚟得罪呢个大利拉。
But they want to find out where Samson's strength is.
佢想揾出究竟參孫點解咁大力咧
？So he's using, they're using Delilah.
所以佢就利用呢個大利拉。
Find out the secret of his strength.
嚟到尋找揾出究竟佢嗰個秘訣係咩咧？佢能力嘅秘訣。
If we are strong in the Lord.
如果我哋喺主里边刚强嘅话
，There's a secret about that。
系，主嗰度有一个秘密嘅秘诀嘅。
It's not natural strength。
唔系我哋天然嘅力量。
We may say, "Well, I want to be a Christian. I'll be strong in the Lord."
你话我去成个基督徒，我要好强壮喺主里边啊
？No, there's a secret about being strong in the Lord。
但系喺主里边刚强嗰度有一个秘诀嘅。
Samson's remarkable victories。Well, because he was strong in the Lord.
參孫佢嗰個好特別嘅德性，因為佢喺主裏邊佢剛強。
But he has weaknesses.
但佢有佢軟弱。
And so they are going to take advantage of that.
所以佢哋就嚟到利用佢呢個嘅弱點嘅。
And discover the secret. What's the secret?
佢哋嚟想去發現究竟佢有咩嘅秘密咧
？Now we want to learn about that, brothers and sisters.
我哋嚟到學一下。弟兄姊妹
That's the important part of this little talk this afternoon.
今晚就我要同大家讲一好短嘅一个交通，就系关于呢样嘢。
Paul says, "Be strong in the Lord."
保罗话：我哋要靠着基督，我哋靠着主，我哋作刚强嘅人。
Because Christian life is not a football match.
因为基督徒嘅生活唔系一个打足球嘅赛。
We're not playing at games.
我哋唔系玩呢个游戏。
It's fighting an enemy.
我哋喺度同一个仇敌嚟到争战。
And the Christian life is not one battle.
基督徒嘅生活唔系只一个嘅争战。
There are many. It's a campaign.
喺嗰度有好多嘅争战。
The difference between one battle and a campaign is what?
喺一个净系一个嘅打仗同埋一啲嘅剧烈嘅争 争战有咩关系咧
？Many battles, of course.
啊，嗰度有好多嘅争战。
Now, in the campaign,
啊，有一个嘅呢、这个嘅特别嘅去去打去攻打。
Three things may happen.
三件事情系可以发生。
One, you may win.
你可以赢。
The other is you may lose.
第二，你可以输嘅。
Or the other is a draw.
第三，你可以系大家和局。
No one wins and no one loses. A draw.
亦都冇人赢又冇人输，一齐系打和啦。
Now, what is it going to be with you or I?
今日你同我究竟会点样呢？
Because we have more than one battle.
因为我哋有多过一个争战。
We have an enemy that won't let us go easily, won't destroy us.
我哋亦都有一个。我哋只有一个嘅敌人，佢唔会咁容易就罢手嘅。
We must have the secret of victory.
我一定要有我哋得胜嘅秘诀。
Samson had the secret.
参孙有呢个秘诀。
That's why he did such marvelous things.
所以佢能够做到咁奇妙嘅事情。
But then he gave it away.
但系佢将呢个嚟就显出嚟啦。
He gave the secret away.
系将呢个秘密嚟到显露出嚟。
Enemy said.To Delilah, entice him and find out what the secret is.
啊，佢嘅敌人就话：达利拉，你去引诱佢，你去试佢，叫佢讲出佢自己嘅秘诀喺边度。
And because there were 1,100 silver coins from each of the Philistines for Delilah, she thought, I'll find out the secret.
啊，因为如果系有每人都俾1,100石客勒，如果能够找到佢嘅秘诀嘅话，咁佢哋就系。
So here in chapter. 16 of Judges.
在士师记的第16章
Delilah begins to find out or try to find out the secret of his dream.
达利拉就开始去来到去找他参孙的大力的秘诀。
But he misleads her. He leads her up the garden, as we say.
但他是就是不是好像讲真的就带他一些假的局的里面。
See Delilah verse 6.
第六节
said to Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee.
第六节对参孙说求你告诉我你因何有这么大的力气当用何法捆绑克制你。
And Samson said to her, If they bind me with 7 green withes that were never dried,Then shall I be weak and be as another man.
第七节，参孙回答说：人若用七条未干嘅青绳子捆绑我，我就软弱着别人一样。
Then the lord of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withes which had not been dried, and she bound him with them.
于是非利士人的首领拿了七条未干嘅青绳子来，交给妇人，他就用绳子捆绑参孙。
And read verse 9.
第九节，有人像先埋伏在妇人的内室里。妇人说：参孙啊，非利士人拿你来了。参孙就挣断绳子，如挣断经火嘅麻线一样一般，就让他的力气嘅根由人还未不知道。
So his strength was not discovered.
啊，佢嘅力气嘅根由人还未知道。
And three times she tried.
三次佢都系咁样试佢。
Following Samson's suggestions.
系三次都问参孙你点样啊讲你嘅秘诀俾我。
And thought that if he was bound in this way or that, then his strength would go.
如果咧话如果佢又咁样绑佢，咁样另外咁样绑佢，佢嘅气力就失去啦。
But it didn't.
但系冇噃。
Finally.She did succeed.
但是最后她能够成功了。
What did it say?
这里怎样说呢?
Verse
15. 第15节。
She said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth.
但你拉对参孙说你既不与我同心怎么说你爱我呢？你这三次欺哄我，没有告诉我，你因何有这么大的力气
？Read verse 16, 17.
第十六同十七节，但利拉天天用话催逼他， 甚至他心里烦闷要死。参孙就把心中所藏的都告诉了他，对他说：向来人没有用剃头刀剃我的头，因为我自出母胎就归神作拿细耳人，若剃了我的头发，我的力气就离开我，我便软弱着别人一样。
And when Delilah saw that he told her all his heart, she sent and called for lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart.
第十八节，大利拉见他心中所藏的都告诉了他，就打发人到非利士人的手里那里，对他们说：他已经把心中所藏的都告诉了我，请你们再上来一次。于是非利士人的首领手里拿着银子上到妇人那里。
And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused his to shave off his seven locks of his head, and he began to afflict him, and his strength went from him.
第十九节，第利拉使参孙枕在他膝睡觉，叫了一个人来剃除他头上七条发辫。于是大利拉克制他，他的力气就离开他了。
He said, "I will go out as before."
他说：好，现在我们可以再上去一次，好像以前一样。
But he didn't. He didn't have the strength.
但是他再没有以前的力量。
See in verse 20. The Philistines, she said to the Philistines, Come up upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. He wist not that the Lord was departed from him.
大利拉说：参孙啊，非利士人拿你来了。参孙从睡中醒了，心里说：我要像前几次出去活动身体，他却不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
So the strength had gone from him.
啊，佢睇见呢度，佢嘅力量已经离开佢啦。
What strength?
咩力量呢？
Just his natural strength.
系咪佢自己天然嘅力量呢？
No.
唔系
，His great strength was not natural strength.
佢大嘅气力唔系佢自己天然嘅力量。
The strength that the Lord gave him.
那系主俾佢嘅力量。
But now he's weak.
而家佢好软弱啦。
Weak as any other man.
佢好似任何一个人咁样咁软弱。
No, sometimes we don't want to be different to other men. We want to be like other men.
有时候我哋唔想同人不同，我哋好似要同佢一样。
And so we compromise a lot with what.We know to be right.
所以我哋同我哋所知道系应该系啱嘅，我哋就妥协啦。
Samson has become as weak as any other man.
呢度讲到参孙好似平时嘅人、平常嘅人一样咁软弱。
What has he done?
佢做咗乜嘢咧
？He's given away the secret.
佢将佢嘅秘密嚟到揭露出嚟。
Was the secret in his hair?
佢嘅秘密系咪喺佢嘅头发嗰度咧？
嗯，
系咪咧？
Was it because he had long hair? He was a strong man, supernaturally.
是不是他长头发，所以他很有力量呢？是不是他天然的力量？
It was when Delilah removed his hair that he became weak and big.
是不是Delilah将他头发割了他的时候，他是软弱起来呢？是不是呢？
Was his hair the secret of his strength?
是不是他的头发是他的力，气力的力，的秘诀呢？
No.
不是。
What was the secret of his strength?
他的力量气力的秘诀在哪里呢
?Four things.
有四件事。
Four ingredients to the strength in the Lord.
是在主里面有力量，有四个的原里面有四样东
西。Paul says, be strong in the Lord.
保罗说你要是靠着主你作刚强的人。
And if that is to be true of you and I,
如果要呢件事情喺我哋身上系真实嘅话
，there are four ingredients or four things that contribute to it。
啊，嗰度应该有四样嘅嘢系包容喺嗰度里边。
And we find them in Samson's life。
啊，我哋就睇见呢四样嘅嘢喺参孙嘅一生嘅里边。
What was the first thing？
第一件是什么呢？
When was it he tore a lamb, a lion apart with his hands?
他何时是将一只狮子用他的手来撕裂呢？
What did we read?
你读到是什么呢？
When the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
读到就是当主的灵放在他身上的时候。
So here's the first part of the secret.
这个就是这个的秘诀的第一样。
The Spirit of the Lord.
是耶和华的灵。
Now there's a verse in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 which says, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
在撒加利亚书那里有句的经文，他说不是靠着人的力量和权力和钱财，而是靠着耶和华的灵方能成事。
It was when the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, he tore the lion apart.
当耶和华的灵是降在他身上的时候，他就将这只狮子来到撕裂了。
And he slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass.
他也来到是用这个牢腮骨来到杀了1,000的腓力斯人。
So there's the first part of the secret.
这个是他第一个的秘诀。
The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord.
是耶和华的灵。
But then there's another thing.
还有另一样的东西。
Which goes along with the Spirit of the Lord.
亦都系同埋耶和华嘅灵一齐嘅。
The Word of the Lord.
系主嘅话。
The two go along the same lines, really.
系两样都系同埋一条线嘅。
You may say the tram lines for the work of God.
你可以话呢个好似一条嘅电车嘅轨一样。
The Word of the Lord.
系主嘅话。
Now the word of the Lord is never contrary to the Spirit of the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord is never contrary to the word of the Lord.
主的话同埋主的灵，大家唔会喺度违反嘅。
What had been God's word concerning Samson?
主的话关于参孙嘅系乜嘢呢？
What did God say to Samson's mother before Samson was born?
神嘅话对参孙嘅妈妈讲嘅，当参孙还未出世嘅时候讲乜嘢呢？
Don't drink any fruit of the grape or strong drink.
他说你不要喝这个菩提的汁和一些有酒性的东西。
And don't put a razor on his head.
还有不要剃他的头发。
So there was the word of the Lord.
这个是主的话。
Very strict, concise instructions for the mother concerning Samson.
是对他妈妈说的，是一个很严谨，是很清楚的吩咐。
Not a razor to be put on his head.
不用剃头刀来到剃他的头发。
And what's the third thing?
第三件是什么呢？
The secret of spiritual strength, strength in the Lord.
是属灵的秘诀的能力，在主里面作刚强的。
First is,
第一，
Spirit of the Lord.
是耶和华的灵。
Second is,
第二，
Obedience to the Word.
是信服主的话。
And what is the third thing?
第三是什么呢？
I'm sorry. The second thing is the word. The third thing is obedience to the word.
第二是主的话，第三是信服主的话。
But there's one more thing.
但还有一样东西。
Separation unto the Lord.
是来到归耶和华，归耶和华为圣。
Why did he have long hair?
为什么他要长头发呢？
Why was the hair never cut?
为什么他头发不要剃呢？
Because that was an indication he was a Nazarite.
但讲到这个是讲到他是一个拿细耳人。
And what was a Nazarite?
拿细耳人是什么呢？
One who by a vow was separated unto the Lord.
在那里他是向神许一个愿，是要归耶和华为圣的。
So now, four ingredients of power.
这里我们看见在这个能力里面四样的东西。
Be strong in the Lord.
在主里面作刚强的人。
By his spirit.
是靠着他的灵。
By his word.
是靠着他的话。
By obedience to his word.
是信服他的话。
And by maintaining a separateness from everything else unto the Lord.
也就继续的来到分别起来是归耶和华。
And what did Samson do?
三先作了什么呢？
He gave away the secret.
他将这些秘诀来到揭露了给人。
What was that long hair?
他长的头发。
That wasn't his strength.
这长头发不是他的力量。
That was a symbol. God's word was working in him by the Spirit. That's what makes a man or a woman strong. God working in us by his word through the Spirit. If it's not so, then it's only natural strength.
如果没有的话, 我们只有人的力量。
Now that hair was just an outward sign.
啊, 这个头发只不过是外面一个记号,
of all those things.
是像代表着这四样的,
a man of God.
一个属神的人,
obedient to the word.
是要服从主的话,
separated unto God.
是到分别起来归于神,
that's all that the hair represented. God wants some outward evidence.
但神是愿意在我们看到外面一些的证据,
if you and I are really separated to him,
如果我们是真的来到分别归为他,
can we find any equivalent in the case of Samson?
我们看不看到在三星的身上有这样的东西呢?
Say, oh, outward things, no, no, doesn't matter about outward things.
有些人说,不要紧,外面的东西一点都不要紧。
It's the heart that matters.
啊, 是我们的心里面是重要的。
But if the heart matters, and the heart is healthy, there will be outward things too.
但如果我们的心是健康的时候, 也会有外面的东西的。
There will be outward evidence.
外面也会有证明的。
Am I really separated unto the Lord?
我是不是真的分别归于主呢?
Well, if I got long hair for no purpose.
啊, 即是我长头发是没什么目的的。
Of course, I haven't got long hair like some of you have.
但我没有很长头发像你们这样。
It's unfortunate that many sisters want to look like boys instead of girls.
但也很不幸有很多的姊妹今天他们的头发要剪好像男生这样。
Outward symbols. Outward things are a symbol.
外面的东西有些时候是一个象征。
And Samson's hair was an outward symbol.
参孙的头发是一个外面一个象征。
Of his strength.
是代表他的力量。
Now what are outward symbols likely to be in our case?
那在我们的身上, 我们外面的这个象征是什么呢?
What was one of the things that was the secret of Samson's strength? The Spirit.
圣灵,
is the Spirit of Jesus active in you?
是不是耶稣基督的灵在你里面是时常的工作呢?
Do we know what it is for the Spirit to be at work within?
我们知不知道认识什么神的灵在我里面工作是怎样的呢?
That's the beginning of spiritual strength.
这个是 属灵的力量的开始。
And what about the word?
神的话究竟是怎样呢?
Are we distinguished or conspicuous because we have the word?
我们是不是很显明很显著因为我们喜欢神的话?
We obey the word.
我们信服神的话。
We always refer to the word.
我们回到神的话那里。
See, that's another outward evidence.
这个是另外一样外面的证明。
But we are Nazarites separated unto the Lord.
我们是拿细耳人来到归分别归给神。
Are we obedient to what God says in his word?
我们是不是对神所说的话, 我们信服呢?
We don't like always what he says.
我们未必经常喜欢神所说的话。
Said, oh, leave that aside.
啊, 我们说, 这样放在一边。
We don't always agree or accept what God says in his word.
啊, 我们未必是时常同意接受神所说的话。
Are we giving away the secret of our strength?
啊, 我们是不是将我们的力量的秘诀好像不爱给人看到了?
See what the Bible says about itself.
啊, 我们看一看圣经神的话怎么说, 关于他自己。
Psalm 9.
啊, 诗篇第九篇。
Mary, this Bible is too new. In Psalm 9,
诗篇第九篇,
Let's read it.
It must be Psalm 19.
或者是詩篇第十九篇.
See, the old man is getting a bit fuddled now. Here it is, Psalm 19.
詩篇第十九篇.
Verse 9.
第九節.
The fear of the Lord is clean. Before that. Verse 7.
第七節開始.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
耶和華的律法全備能甦醒人心.
Testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
耶和華的法度確定能使愚人有智慧.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
耶和華的訓詞正直能快活人的心.
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
耶和華的命令清潔能明亮人的眼目.
So what? Not necessary to read the Bible.
是不是我们不需要读神的话?
Oh, don't bother about reading the Bible.
我们不要读神的话.
You're going to give away the secret of spiritual strength.
如果你要将你自己属灵的秘诀的力量来到讲出来的时候,
the Word has power.
神的话有能力的.
I used to wonder when I was younger how ever preaching could affect people's lives.
我小时候我自己想说, 讲道怎么可以来到影响人的生命呢?
You know, it is referred to in the Bible as foolish, the foolishness of preaching.
圣经里面都讲到是好像讲道的那个愚拙.
But don't judge the Bible by that.
但我们不要...
You must look when Paul says that.
你要看看保罗怎么这样讲呢?
Preaching is not foolishness.
传道不是一个愚拙.
If it's the word that we preach, it has power.
如果我们所传的道,神的话是有能力的话,
so don't neglect your Bible.
所以我们不要理会我们的圣经.
Read it morning, noon and night.
我们每早上,下午,晚上,我们都要读.
Take every opportunity to read what's in the scripture.
我们找着每一个机会来读神的话.
Because it's part of the secret of spiritual power.
因为这个是属灵的
力量的秘诀的一部分. And what was the fourth thing?
第四件事是什么呢?
Separation under the Lord.
来到分别归为主.
Not separation from everybody else.
不是将自己从人分别起来.
Not separation from fellow believers.
不是我们将自己从别的信徒一起分开分别起来.
Not complete separation from the ungodly.
也不是完全的和那些没神的人.
Lord, I don't take you out of the world. He leaves us here. Sometimes we might wish he did take us out. But that's not his policy.
No,
we're here. We're here to worry others with the word of the Lord. The word has power. So now remember, don't give away the secret.
所以就记住,
we cannot be strong in the Lord unless it be by the Spirit.
我们不是靠着神的灵,
what shall we do about Him, the Holy Spirit?
我们今天对于神的灵,
shall we quench Him?
我们是不是消灭祂呢?
Take no notice of Him.
我们不理会祂呢?
Give no attention to Him. The Bible says, quench not the Spirit.
圣经里面说,
we can quench, we can stop Him.
我们可以消灭祂,
but He wants to operate in power.
但是祂要在我们里面要有能力的, 来到有功用的,
so that we are victorious in our Christian life.
所以我们在基督徒的生活里面,
don't neglect the reading of your Bible.
我们不要对读神的话,我们疏忽.
And don't fail to obey every commandment that you find.
我们不要对主的命令,每一个命令,我们不去听从.
Because the law of the Lord restores the soul.
因为他说这个耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心.
And don't say, well, I have one leg in the world and one leg in Christ.
你不要说, 我一只脚, 我踏在这个世界上, 我另一只脚,
You see some Christians hobbling along.
就是有些基督徒,他们这样踏山踏山地来行的,
because their legs are not equal. They're lame.
他们是有些脚瘸腿的,
one leg in the world,
一只脚在世界那里,
and the other leg supposedly in Christ.
或者另一只脚好像在基督里面,
so don't give away the secret.
所以不要将你自己里面的秘诀来抛弃出来,
some try to steer so near the world.
有些人想来到很近世界,
they say, oh, I won't be affected by it.
他说,我不会被世界影响的,
I won't let it influence me.
我不会被世界来到影响我的,
no, I'm really separate.
我真的是去分别起来的,
but not in actuality.
但在实际里面不是这样,
there's a story told of a man who wanted to hire someone to drive his car.
有一个故事说一个人,他要请一个人来驾他的车,
and it was to drive a car on a very dangerous road.
是驾这个车要走一条很危险的路,
so he interviewed people who wanted to be his chauffeur, his driver.
他就来到去,叫人来面试,那些人申请来做个司机,
on one side of the road there was the mountain, on the other side of the road was the valley.
这条路一边就是个山谷, 另一边就是一个山谷,
and the road was very winding.
这条路是很崎岖,很多弯的,
so he interviewed those who wanted to drive his car.
他就来到去面试那些人,他想来到驾他的车,
how far could you go without going over the side?
他说,你走得多远,你不会打侧,
oh sir, I could go within 1 foot.
他说,我可以走到离这个边缘一尺,
then he asked the second man,
他问第二个人,
how near could you go without going over the side?
另一个人问他,你走到这个边缘,你才不可以跌下去了?
Oh, I could go within 1 foot.
他说,我可以都是一尺.
Then he interviewed the third man,
他问第三个人,
how far could you go? How near could you go without going over the side?
他能够你走到最近边缘,而是你不会跌下去的?
Oh, sir, I could go foot and a half.
他说,我可以一尺半这样。
And the fourth man,
第四个人,
how far could you go?
你可以离多远呢?
I'd keep as far away as possible.
他说,我有这么远,这么远,不要贴近他。
He said, you're the man I want.
他说,你,我请你了,我要你。
Not the one that takes risks.
不是一个人,他冒险了。
Don't you take risks.
你不要冒险啊。
It's dangerous.
很危险的。
Don't play with danger.
你不要跟危险来玩啊。
Don't take risks in your Christian life.
你在你的基督徒的生命生活里面,你不要冒这个险啊。
Keep as far away as possible.
你有这么远,离这么远啊。
How? By the Spirit.
怎样呢? 是靠着神的灵,
by the word,
靠着主的话,
by obedience to the word,
来到信服神的话,
and by retaining your Nazarite vow,
来到继续保持你个拿细耳人的愿,
is that right?
是不是呢?
And understood?
明白?
Hold on, let's see.
有一次祈祷。
Be strong in the Lord.
我们靠着主,我们来到刚强,
Lord, we want to experience the exhortation of the apostle.
主啊,我们愿意来到经历保罗的劝勉,
we're not strong in ourselves.
我们是靠我们自己,我们不刚强,
we have a lot of weaknesses.
我们有很多的软弱,
and the enemy is prepared to exploit those weaknesses.
我们的仇敌, 事实上是来到利用,因为我们有这些软弱,
but we want to be strong, we want to have the victory.
我们要求我们要强壮,因为我们要有这个德性,
for you have said those who overcome will sit with me in my throne.
你说,那些德性的人,要和我在我的宝座上同坐,
we don't want to disappoint you.
我们不想你来到失望,
we want to run the race. We want to win the prize.
我们跑这个奔跑,
and we want to be strong in you, Lord.
我们想要在你里面,
so remind us of the secret.
求主来到时,